Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. I am so, so excited and delighted to have the one, the only Marie Forleo with us today. So Marie, if you don't know, is an entrepreneur, a number one New York Times bestselling author and host of the award-winning show Marie TV and the Marie Forleo Podcast. With tens of millions of fans worldwide, named by Oprah as a thought leader for the next generation and one of Inc.'s 500 fastest growing companies, her online training programs have changed the lives of students in more than 165 countries. I have followed Marie's work for many years now, and I love her energy. I have done a couple of her courses, and honestly, like, oh my gosh, you are going to love this episode. It has been a dream of mine for the last few years to manifest Marie coming on the podcast, and it nearly happened a few times and then didn't happen for timing reasons, and here we are today. You are going to absolutely love this episode, and I would love to hear your takeaways and what you really get from this episode as well. And make sure to listen to the end of the episode because I will be sharing how me and Marie are working together for her amazing Time Genius course and some exclusive amazing goodies you can get for being a part of Time Genius. But without further ado, I really hope you're going to enjoy this incredible podcast. So welcome to the show, Marie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Emma. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a joy.
Ah, the pleasure is all mine, Marie. But before we dive into all of the amazing goodness of what you're here to talk about today, being a time genius and all your amazing tips and tools as well, a question that I love to ask every single guest who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story? And would you class yourself as spiritual?
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's such a great and deep question that probably has many answers. And for me, when I think about that question freshly, you know, my spiritual awakening started honestly when I was a child. And I think I got such a great gift from my mom in terms of her really instilling in me that all of us have this incredible source of wisdom inside in terms of a small, still voice that's always going to lead you in the right direction. That's always going to let you know if you're on the right track or you're on the wrong track, or if you're in some type of situation that might be a little dangerous or not good for you, that you can always trust to listen to that small voice. And I think that was the beginning of me really understanding that I didn't have to move through this world on my own, that there was a source of insight and knowing and wisdom that I could tap into if I asked for guidance. And so I think that's been an ever evolving process. I don't think that there was one specifically, you know, clear moment where I was like, oh, had this spiritual awakening, but I think it's been a continuous unfolding. And I really thank my mom for that. You know, walking to school when I was young, I was very independent, and I was one of those fierce kids who wanted to do everything on my own, and I wanted ultimate freedom. And my mom would be like, you're five, you're not walking to school by yourself. Like, this is dangerous. And when I think when I was maybe like six or seven, she finally was like, you know what? I get it. She goes, but you have to promise me that when you're walking to school, if that still small voice ever pops up, if someone comes up near you in a car or someone tries to kind of lure you over and say, hey, come over here, I want to talk to you, and that little voice says no, or don't go, or run, you need to listen to it. So Emma, I don't know if that's a good answer to your question, but that's kind of how I started understanding that I wasn't alone, and that there was such a thing as spirit and source and God, the universe, whatever language feels good to people. And it was really a powerful thing. And that lesson has stayed with me ever since.
I love that. And thanks to Mama Folio as well for teaching all of those things. How amazing. And it's interesting because obviously so many different guests say they either had this, like, you know, aha epiphany moment in their life, or their parents were very switched on and kind of installed those things from a young age. So it's lovely to hear your story. I didn't know that. And how does spirituality sort of translate into your practice now? Do you do any meditation? Like, how do you class yourself as spiritual now?
100%. So for me, I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic university. And so I was very practiced at praying and talking and communicating with my notion of God. And then I feel like as time has gone on, I've peeled a little bit away in a large degree to a more structured form of religion and transitioned and transformed into this direct connection with my own experience of spirit, God. I have a wonderful woman. Her name is Laura Lynn Jackson. And she talks a lot about intuition, and she'll talk a lot about also talking with folks who are on the other side, and she calls them the team of light. And I really love that phrase. And so for me, to answer your question, meditation is pretty much a daily practice, just this ability to go inside. And I've practiced many, many different forms of meditation throughout the years, but I find as someone with ADHD and with a brain that can go in a million different directions a lot, it is such a great practice for me to be able to listen to what's happening inside, to get downloads, and to really feel completely present in my day. I also pray, and I talk to what I call my team of light all the time. Like when I'm cooking a meal, if I'm going into a particular period of working on a new project or writing, or if I feel stuck in any area of my life with a particular decision, or something's getting really grindy, or I just feel disconnected, like I know I'm in my head, or I know I'm kind of being driven by ego or feeling a sense of fear or scarcity, I will just ask him. I'll say, you know what? I really need some guidance right now. I'm going to turn this over to you, team of light. Show me the way. And instantly, Emma, it never fails that I feel a sense of relaxation. I feel this connectedness, like everything is going to be okay. And there's a deeper sense of trust and faith that washes over me that wasn't there a moment or two before when I was completely locked in my own world.
And that connectedness is everything, isn't it? When you feel that support, you feel held, like you just can't describe it, that support, can you? It's lovely. So yes. I love that you do that. That's amazing. Well, I really want to talk about Time Genius, Marie. So I didn't realize until your last intake that you had this course. I thought it was new. And I was like, what's Marie on about? Like, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling burnt out. So I came along to the webinar and I was like, I feel so seen. I feel so called out and so seen. And I was crying and I was laughing, but I also was like, oh my gosh, Marie gets it. I get this. So before we dive into what Time Genius is, what does being a Time Genius mean to you?
So I've always been someone who's been extremely excited about life. I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of dreams and a lot of ambitions. And so throughout the course of my career, and I've been doing my business now for 22 years, I've tried really hard to pay attention to the latest breakthroughs in science and behavioral science and neuroscience, understanding how we human beings can really live our fullest, most productive lives. And so, Emma, I've tried and done and practiced all of the different things in terms of scheduling and, you know, putting what's important instead of what's urgent, and just taking the best wisdom I could possibly find all throughout my career. And then a few years ago, I just started having this feeling that no matter how hard I pushed myself, Emma, no matter how long I worked, and I have a very strong work ethic, it started feeling like it was never enough And it got to the point where I was experiencing such extreme depression and anxiety and waking up in the morning and feeling like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I want to run away from my life. And my life is amazing. And so I just started recognizing this level of pain, of fear, of exhaustion, of depression, of feeling like I just am never enough. And I was like, something is wrong here, because I have great people around me. My partner, Josh, he would often say to me, he's like, you are one of the hardworking, most productive people I know. Like, this is a sickness. You know what I mean? Like, this, there's something wrong in here. And my own level of well-being, I just felt it going down the tubes. And by the way, Emma, I was doing the meditation. I was working out. I was journaling. I was doing all my spiritual practices, but I felt like everything was crumbling underneath me. And I was like, this does not make sense. And so it all culminated actually in my body starting to really break down. It turned out, you know, I've been a very strong person my whole life. I was a Nike elite dance athlete. Fitness has always been very important to me. And I've always taken a certain amount of pride in just being healthy and strong and fit. And then a few years ago, I started having these unusual pains in my body. And I started working with my doctors, and we found out I had all these tumors inside of me, including one the size of a grapefruit growing outside of my uterus that was pushing all of my other organs out of place. And when I really came to like, what's happening here, first of all, I had to have an urgent hysterectomy to get those tumors out to help my body heal. And then I went on a long journey of understanding how incredibly deadly stress is for our entire system. You know, 90% of all diseases are either caused by or amplified by stress. And I don't think I realized how much stress I was living under constantly. It was just normalized to me. And, you know, I started my business in a time that was pre-social media, right? So I started in like 1999, 2000. And this is when online business was like a tiny little baby thing that most people didn't even know about. And then once we got to like 2010, 2007, the iPhone came out, 2010, social media really started kind of becoming a thing. And for the past decade, like most people, I'm sure, who listen to your podcast, we've all just been swept up in this world where, you know, a thing like this, that we're supposed to constantly publish and respond and engage. And I didn't realize how much static and pressure and just this desire to be on all the time and to do more and to do more and to do more was really breaking me down. And so I, after I had that hysterectomy, I had probably the first time I've ever taken 6 weeks off in my life. And it really helped me see that there were two different worlds. There was this world of time stress that I was caught in, even though I knew a lot of the stuff, even though I was doing all the things. And it was really a sickness of mindset where no matter how hard you work, it's never enough. That when you're working on your business, you kind of feel guilty, like you should be spending time with the ones that you love. Sometimes when you wake up and you go to your desk every day, you're like, wait a minute, I have 76 things I should be focused on. I don't even know where to start first. And you feel like no matter how much time you're putting in or how hard you're working, you're not getting done the really important stuff. You know what I mean? You're like, wait, how is this happening? How is it that I'm pushing harder and harder, but I'm getting less and less done? And so that all brought me to understand that not only did I need to heal myself and I needed to really shift from the inside out, but I needed to really relook at all of the latest breakthroughs in behavioral science and neuroscience and pull all this together so that not only could I be joyfully productive, but that I could help people in my audience, my friends, because I felt like they were struggling the same way I was, but no one was talking about it.
And it's so true. People don't talk about it. And I think, especially in like the business sphere, like burnout is a badge of honor, right? And it's like, you know, boss babe, hustle, all of these things. Like, I'm 29 years old myself. So like, ever since I've been a business owner, that's the only things that have been drummed into me. So obviously achieving those goals are really important to me. And obviously I have achieved so many incredible things. But then 2 years ago, my body, very much like yourself, Marie, had a total meltdown where I had chronic acne for years. I had dangerously high prolactin. My hormones were like, whoop, out the window. And then I managed to obviously catch that, heal that, create true balance. And then a couple of months ago, I was in that place again where I was like, maybe I should just give this all up and get a 9-to-5 job. Maybe that's I should just, you know, give this all up because it just feels so much. But honestly, Time Genius, and I don't say this lightly, shifted everything for me, Marie, because when I came to that free webinar, I was like, oh my gosh, she is saying everything I've said this week of, oh, it will be fine. Once that project's out the way, oh, I'll have some more time then. Yeah, never happens, does it?
No, that was like the biggest lie I was telling myself. And, you know, it was always like, oh, if I could just get through these next 3 weeks, if I could just get through these next 3 months and hit this deadline, then I'll finally be able to rest. And my partner, Josh, actually called me out on that. And it was like, Marie, you've been telling yourself this for 10 years. And when I really stopped, it stung. But it was the truth. And that was kind of part of that recognition that I was taking part in and just swept away in this entire cultural notion of 24/7 hustle. You know, if you want it, you better be able to work from the morning, from the moment you get up until the moment you go to sleep at night. And I was just swept away like many of us are. You know, here's a stat from the US that I think may be similar in the UK. But when I saw this, not only was it shocking and heartbreaking, but it rang true. So currently, the average American will now spend the equivalent of 44 years of their life staring at screens between their laptops, their desktops, their iPhones, their Kindles, their gamers, their television screens, their movie screens. 44 years. Now, I don't know about you, Emma, but I don't think the purpose of a human life is to spend 44 years of it staring at screens. I think that you and I and everyone listening was created for more. In fact, I know it. And so we don't have to subscribe to this toxic notion of nonstop work. We don't have to constantly feel guilty or feel like we're never enough or feel this endless conflict between our ambitions and our family life or our health or our spiritual life. It doesn't have to be this way. And so I think what you were talking about and you know, with the free class that we give is when I discovered, I was like, wait, okay, this is the world of time stress, which is the world that most of us have been conditioned into. It's a trap. It's a program that we didn't necessarily choose, but we've just absorbed it because that's all we see around us. And then when I started to really think and feel into, I was like, oh, there's this whole other world called being a time genius, where not only do you get to accomplish what's most important to you, but you get to do so joyfully. And you're not exhausted. You're not burned out. That is not your normal state of being. It doesn't mean that you're not going to fall off the wagon from time to time or have periods of intensity where you might, like, you know, for me, it's like I watch myself. If I'm tiptoeing back near that world of time stress now, I'm able to recognize it and see it so much earlier and go, nope, Marie, you're going to dial it back. And Emma, let me tell you this, and we'll get into more. I know you've got some great questions, but the amount of real, true accomplishment, the things that I'm getting done now, I've like 2 to 10x my level of productivity, and I'm working a fraction of the time. My health has never been in a stronger place, you know, and as someone in her 40s, it's like my skin's great. Like everything is just stronger and better than it's ever been. My relationships are stronger. I'm going and having more time with my friends and my family. Like it's literally like living in a different universe. And I love that you've done the program because you can speak to this very specifically. It doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't take a lot of effort, right? And you can have this complete transformation in how you experience yourself and how much you get done and how great it feels doing so.
Absolutely. I agree with 100% of that, Marie. So what are your top tips then for becoming a time genius?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to recognize that becoming a time genius is actually an inside out job. So many people will tell you, especially if you're a business owner or if you're someone who's creatively ambitious, you know, if you want to get more done in less time, it's about learning how to delegate better or hiring the right team or using the right calendar system or scheduler or the Pomodoro technique. And there is nothing wrong with any of those external tools. They're wonderful. But I can tell you this, after healing myself and now healing thousands of other people from this world of time stress, it has nothing to do with anything on the outside. That's because the first and most important step to becoming a time genius is recognizing that it's an inside out job. Well, what does that mean? It means that we have to start becoming conscious of our unconscious programming around time. We have to start bringing more attention to our thoughts, our feelings, our language around time. You know, what we say to ourselves in the privacy of our own mind matters, right? It generates how we feel, how we think, how we act, and the results that we create. And one of the first things that I recognized, and this was kind of one of my breakthroughs a few years ago, was I didn't realize how much I was conditioning myself to stay stuck in the world of time stress, and I didn't even know it. So here's what that looked like. I used to constantly say, both in my own head and out loud, how overwhelmed I was. So for example, Josh, my partner, would say, "Hey, Marie, you know, how's your day going? How was work today? What's happening?" And Emma, it was like automatic. I would say, "Oh my God, babe, I'm so overwhelmed. I've got this Marie TV shoot coming up. We've got all this content to create on deadline. I've got to hire these new designers. If I could just get through these next 3 weeks, then I'll finally be able to breathe." But you know what, Emma? That was a lie that I told myself and I believed, because my internal and my external programming was just so drenched in the overwhelm, 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 until one day I had this awakening in my kitchen. It was like this out-of-body experience. It was really weird. I finally somehow saw how ridiculous and how repetitive this overwhelm pattern had become. So I had caught myself saying, like, "Oh my God, Marie, you're so overwhelmed." And I was like, "Wait a minute, Marie, do you hear yourself right now? Are you listening to what you're saying? This has been the same old 'I'm so overwhelmed' song for years. Like, aren't you tired of it? Isn't it getting a little stale?"
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Emma, in that instant, I kid you not, this magical little phrase appeared in my mental theater. I didn't try and think it up. I didn't try and create it. I feel like it was a gift from my higher self or a divine source. And here's what that little phrase, that mantra was: "I don't do overwhelm. I don't do overwhelm." The moment I comprehended that phrase, Emma, I could feel my shoulders relax. My eyes opened up. It was as though I could see into this whole new portal for a completely different way of being. And I was like, "I don't do overwhelm. Huh. I don't do overwhelm." And I started repeating that little phrase over and over again and started to reprogram my mind, both mentally and also reprogram myself emotionally, to realize that overwhelm was this pattern that I had developed unconsciously and that it was no longer a place I was going to live in anymore. So this is all based in neuroplasticity, right? Neurons that fire together wire together. And because I had repeated, "I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed, I'm constantly overwhelmed," that was just the reality I created for myself. But once I had this new mantra, "I don't do overwhelm," it actually gave me the space that I needed to interrupt that automatic pattern and start to see how I would previously indulge in feeling overwhelmed and how I was no longer willing to do that anymore. So I kept repeating that pattern, that mantra, for months and months and months, until it got to the point where both emotionally and intellectually and practically in reality, overwhelm was no longer a zip code I was willing to live in. So what that looked like, it looked like when I would get invited to speak somewhere around the world. If it wasn't truly a yes, like a full body yes, I would just decline. If someone would ask me, oh, let's go have coffee here or there, like I no longer was stuffing my calendar from morning until night. I even stopped looking at my email during the middle of the day when it wasn't the highest and best use of my time. And I kid you not, once I created some new neural connections in my brain, once I intentionally and consciously started to break that emotional pattern, that feeling of constantly being underwater just absolutely dissipated. And that was kind of one of the beginnings of me recognizing like, oh, I don't have to live as a time in a time stress world. I can actually live in this whole different way. So I'll pause there before we keep going.
Well, I love that you mentioned that I don't do overwhelm because I wrote it down on my sticky note and it sits by my office desk every day. So I remind myself, I don't do overwhelm. So I wrote it down and there it stays.
It's so simple. And, you know, it's actually, there's something even more interesting about that little phrase because people are like, that's too simple. Like, how could that actually work? But it's based in some really solid science. So this is all based on research done by Dr. Vanessa Edwards. And she found that when people frame a refusal using the words, I don't, so for instance, I don't eat chocolate cake or I don't eat gluten, rather than using the words, I can't, they are way more successful in resisting temptation. And in fact, she found that when people say, I don't, when people say, I don't, instead of no, they're 3 times more effective than saying no, and 8 times more effective than saying, I can't. So there is some solid research behind this great little phrase that helps you up-level your behavior and completely set a new standard for yourself.
I love it. Well, Marie, I've got an exciting question for you from my good friend George, who has also done Time Genius. And he wanted to ask you, how do you pick your number one priority each day/week when you're multi-passionate? So for example, you may have 2 or 3 careers you consider equally important. So he's got a spiritual business, acting, and a singer. How do you make time for all of them at the same time?
Yes, I think that's first of all, it's a really big and important question. I think for many of us who are multi-passionate, it is a constant dance that we're trying to navigate towards. And I remember when I was in that position in my own career, when there was dance and fitness that was really important, I was also bartending and waiting tables to make sure I had enough money. And then, of course, I had my coaching practice on the side. And I think that one of the biggest keys to unpacking this and to answering this question is to recognize what stage and season of life you're in. What does that mean? So if you're still in the stage and season of life where you're kind of exploring and trying to feel out which of these things might be my main squeeze, right? Which of these is really going to be the thing that I want to primarily focus on, let's say for the next 3, 5, or 10 years. When you're in the exploration phase, you're just going to have to be comfortable doing that dance and knowing that sometimes perhaps the acting is going to move a little ahead. Sometimes the spiritual business is going to move a little ahead. You've got to be there. But I do think there comes a point for many of us where we hit a stage and season where we do need not to not be multi-passionate, but we need to prioritize one of those as a main career, at least for the next period of time. And what that does, it is allows you to create those priorities in a really meaningful way. So for example, if the acting part is the most important thing for the stage and season of your life, then you've got to be willing to have the spiritual business and perhaps the other business just take a little bit of a backseat. This all reverse engineered too. And George, I would love this person to come back into Time Genius since they have access to all that content. It's about deciding what truly is most important right now. It doesn't mean forever, but it means for right now. And I think especially for multi-passionate entrepreneurs, making that choice is one of the hardest things, right? But as we learn in Time Genius, you can't really have 3 equal priorities. That it doesn't even make sense with the definition of the word. So to have a priority means that there is one main thing, and then you must slot everything else underneath it. Those are hard decisions to make, but I think if you're willing to be honest about the stage and season of life you're in, so for example, Emma, for me, when I was still in the world of dance and fitness, my own perspective on it was, you know, it was in my 20s to my kind of mid-30s. And I knew that that season wasn't going to last forever. For example, I knew that in my 60s, I'm probably not going to be still teaching hip hop. So I said, this is the time for me to prioritize this because imagining out into a long life. I was like, oh, in my 60s and my 70s, I can be writing, I can be speaking, I can be traveling, but I'm probably not going to be doing this. So I just aligned the stage and season of my life with what was appropriate to be most important then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, fully, definitely. And like you say, every season of our life is so different. And like you say, are you going to be doing that dancing, singing in 10, 20 years time? Hopefully, but you know, it's
maybe not as the money-making part of my business, right? Like I can still be dancing and singing and having fun, but it may not be the primary revenue driver as my livelihood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, everybody listening is probably like, this sounds awesome, Marie. What is Time Genius? So I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about the course and what we can expect inside.
So Time Genius is probably the fastest, most powerful, most fun course that you could ever do. So we take you through it, the core of it, in 5 days. And what it is it teaches people how to really detox yourself from the world of time stress, that constant overwhelm, the constant feeling like you're never doing enough, the feeling pulled in a million different directions, no matter how hard you work, you're not getting it all done, and giving you the ability to show up every single day, knowing exactly what to focus on and exactly what to ignore, how to get things a lot more done in less time and with less stress. And I do want to emphasize this in Time Genius, we don't teach you all of these little hacks to just stuff more into your day. We teach you how to completely transform how you even approach time from the inside out, where it's almost like you're getting 48 or 72 hours in one day, and it almost feels like a vacation. I know that that sounds like a very big claim, but we also do back everything up with a satisfaction guarantee. So you can give it a try. And if it's not for you, or you don't think that it works, like you don't have to have any risk on there. But Time Genius is really a whole system to transform how you relate to time, because time is our most precious non-renewable resource. You can never get it back. Money, we can make more of that. 9 times out of 10, we can rebuild our health if it's gone down the tubes a little bit. But time, that's the thing that once it's spent, we can't get it back. So in Time Genius, we really teach you how to take this most precious resource that you have to get more done than you ever dreamed possible, and to do it with less stress and with more ease.
Amen to that. And it's so true. And having done the course, I've completed it all, like 100% what Marie said is exactly what you get from the course. Like now my days look so different. I get everything done. And it is like that vacation mode where I'm like, do you know what? Today, if I want to take a slower day, I can. If I want to go see my friends, I can. So I definitely feel like there's so much more flexibility in time, in life, in business, which is the best gift I could have ever got. So thank you so much, Marie, for creating this course, because it's exactly what I needed at this season in my life.
Thank you so much, Emma.
So my last question to you today then, Marie, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Okay, let's go back to something that we just mentioned before. You know, the power of recognizing what you say to yourself, you know, what you say to yourself in the privacy of your own mind really matters. And the name of my book actually is Everything is Figureoutable. So in addition to a wonderful phrase like, I don't do overwhelm. And by the way, it doesn't have to just be overwhelm. It could be, I don't do guilt. I don't do perfectionism, right? I don't do scarcity. I don't do stress. You can train yourself out of any of those time stress emotional states. But what the point really is to really pay attention how you speak to you, because the most powerful words in the universe are the words that you say to yourself. So listen, be intentional about that, and take good care of you. Your potential is truly limitless. Your brain is built to serve you. Your heart is built to lead you. And when you bring awareness and attention to how you speak to you, the changes and the transformation that you can make will really blow your mind.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Maria. I love it. And what's coming up next for you? What are you working on at the moment?
Oh, so we're actually putting the final touches. We have this beautiful program that's called B-School, Online Business School for Modern Entrepreneurs Who Want to Make Money and Make a Difference. And I remade the entire thing. So far to date, we've helped over 80,000 entrepreneurs start and grow their businesses. And I was like, you know what? I've learned so much over 22 years of business. There's so many different things that I want to say and teach, and there's different ways that I want to put this together. So it is an entirely new program that'll be coming out in 2023 in February. And so we're just putting some of the final touches on that. And it's really exciting.
Very exciting. I can't wait to see it. And Marie, where can my lovely followers find you if they want to learn more about your work?
So the main site is marieforleo.com. On Instagram, I'm at marieforleo. And if anyone's interested, we have an incredible bunch of free tools over at jointimegenius.com, which I know you're going to link to in the show notes and things like that.
Amazing. Well, a big, big thank you so much, Marie, for coming on today. It's been such an honor speaking to you and learning all your tips and tools. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Emma.
So as mentioned in the podcast, Marie and I have spoken about her incredible course, Time Genius. And this is, as I said in the podcast, something that I came across a couple of months ago and was just, oh my gosh, the most needed thing in the whole entire world. I felt so called out and so seen at the same time and knew that this was the secret to the unhappiness that I was feeling in terms of time stress and burnout and gosh, so many other emotions that I was feeling towards work. And as we mentioned, as much as I love work and as much as I love every single thing that I do, I honestly felt like giving up because I felt like it was too much and there was too much overwhelm going on. And from doing Marie's Time Genius, as she mentioned, it's over a 5-day period, but you can take it at your own pace. I transformed my whole relationship with not only myself, but my priorities and my work. So now I took that course about a month and a half ago. And even in that small amount of time, I have seen such huge up-leveling in myself, in how I'm running my business day to day. And I just wish I'd had this course years ago because I feel like how I run my business now and my schedule and how I manage my time is, oh my gosh, polar opposite, but I'm getting so much more done. My abundance has up leveled because I am doing less and attracting more once again. And I just like, I honestly just wish everyone could do this course because it is so phenomenal what you will take away from it and how just really simple things that Marie shows you and walks you through, and you're so supported through this course as well. That's what I really loved. There is ongoing support in the community. Obviously, there's live coaching calls with Marie as well. Like, I loved all of this because it felt like I was part of the course. I had Marie's support there if I needed it, and it was totally digestible and manageable as well. I loved the worksheets, or the fun sheets as they're called, that came with it, and it was just a fantastic experience. It was the first course of Marie's that I've done, and the one of many that was to come, and I absolutely love it. I feel like it was, you know, an incredible investment to make, and it was like the benefits and rewards that I've had from it since in such a short amount of time as well have more than paid for the course, like more than given me, like, you know, incredible bonuses to life and to my happiness and to my time freedom as well. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you are procrastinating and you want to write that book, but it's not happening, I love Marie's unique take on procrastination as well. Procrastination is not something that I've particularly had a problem with in life. Mine's more overworking, but I love how she walks you through procrastination as well. I feel like it will unlock so much for people, and it even did for me actually a few realizations around that. So if you are procrastinating with projects, if you were like me and Marie, burn out and you're like, once this thing gets done, I'll have more time to focus on this. We covered so much. If you are feeling overwhelmed, this is such an amazing course that I would honestly recommend to anybody doing. And what's really exciting as well, if you want to learn more from Marie, she has a free webinar called 3 Productivity Mistakes That You Can't Afford to Make. And this is the free webinar that I mentioned before I signed up to Time Genius. So that is happening on Thursday, January the 12th at 11 and 2 p.m. Eastern US time. And they'll give you like email reminders and you can put it in your calendar. And you can also watch it back as well. There's a replay if you miss it. And it's also happening on Wednesday, January the 18th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. as well. So what I'll do is I'll put a handy little link in the description below that you can go and click on and sign up to this completely free webinar, and make sure to watch the little bonus gift afterwards. I loved that this was included when I signed up to the free webinar, and I loved it. It's a 20-minute video and it will, oh my gosh, awaken you to so many things that you're doing wrong with your time currently. So don't miss that free little extra gift as well, because that was so valuable to me as well. And if you do want to sign up to Time Genius, then I have some really exciting bonuses that if you sign up through the link in the description, through my affiliate link, that you will get as a bonus just for signing up to Time Genius. So Time Genius, the doors open from the 10th of January, so the link will appear from the 10th. If you're listening to this on the 9th, then you will need to wait just a little bit. But if you sign up from the 10th onwards, when the doors officially open until the 20th of January, of course, if you're listening to this podcast further down the line, Marie does this course a couple of times a year, so you definitely won't miss out. You can still click through and obviously sign up to be notified when you can enroll again. So the bonuses that you get if you decide to sign up and work with Marie in this incredible course is just by signing up by the link below, and you need to use the link below to sign up to it. You can't just sign up and tell me that you signed up, because they will give me the email addresses of the people who have signed up through the link. So as a big thank you for signing up to Time Genius, I want to give you a personal one-to-one, 1 hour coaching session with myself, where I will help you to embody the Time Genius teachings and work on anything else that you feel is really important for you. I don't offer free coaching sessions at all. So this is an exclusive, amazing opportunity worth over £180 to work with me one-to-one, and I will help you to embody Marie's teachings and also to address anything else that you feel is really important for you right now. You will also get a signed copy of Hurt Healing Healed worth £15, my book, and also a bundle delivered to you wherever you are in the world. It's not just for UK queens. Anybody can apply for this. You will get a bundle of my journals worth over £100 to help and support you and keep you accountable as well. So if you want to see a picture of everything that's included, you can find it over on my Instagram. I will have posted it, so you can go and see that bundle. But let me know if you have signed up. Give me an email, and obviously once everything comes through, I will email you back to confirm and give you all of your bonuses. But I am so, so excited to be working with Marie on this, because like I said, I would not get behind a course that hasn't utterly transformed my life. And I was really passionate about bringing this onto the podcast. And, you know, this was the perfect conversation for Marie and I to have because of how it's impacted my life so hugely. So as I've said, a big thank you to Marie for creating this course, because it has changed my life in amazing ways. And it's just such tangible, practical, amazing tools that I will be able to go back to time and time again and use and recap this content if I ever want to. So I loved doing it, and George, my good friend, loved doing it as well. He signed up as well. So there are lots of us who love this, and I really hope you are going to absolutely love Time Genius as well. So if you want to find more about Marie's work, then of course you can find a clickable link to everything I've just mentioned and Marie's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my books, my videos, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have an amazing week, whatever you are up to. And I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.